Before we get started, I'd like to invite you to join the LeadGen Lab, a sales program created specifically for women of color in the financial industry. Inside of the LeadGen Lab, we are going to teach you the sales and lead generation strategies you need to triple your sales calls and 10x your leads, so you can finally become that financial powerhouse. This is a six-month container where you will get access to trainings, resources, weekly group coaching, and a community of women of color in finance, and so much more. Go to theroshaw.com/lead-gen-lab or use the link in the show notes to join now. I can't wait to see you inside. A sales menu is what I like to call picking one item that you can prioritize that will make you a sale today. Not a week from now, not a month from now, right? But immediate sales. Welcome to the Finance Client Acquisition Podcast, the simple sales systems for women of color money experts. And I'm your host, Ro. I'm so excited today to dive deep into the strategies that have helped my clients book out by mastering their sales skills. A sales menu. So what I see is that with a lot of financial experts, they are overwhelmed by how much they have to do in a day, especially as entrepreneurs. If you have a 9-to-5, add double the stress, right? So I want to introduce the concept of a sales menu and how to prioritize what you're doing in your business. So a sales menu is what I like to call picking one item that you can prioritize that will make you a sale today. Not a week from now, not a month from now, right? But immediate sales. So what can you do today, like on January 18th, to make you sales, right? And what does that mean? Does that mean, is tinkering on your website going to make you a sale today, like within 24 hours? No. Is turning on ads going to make you a sale? Probably not, right? Is sending a personalized email going to make you a sale to get them on a sales call? Higher likelihood of yes, right? So we want to prioritize the things that will make us sales today if you haven't hit at least your first 3K, right? Within the first 30 days of this program. We want to prioritize at least 10 minutes for lead gen a day. This is a non-negotiable. Have it on your calendar. It only takes 10 minutes of generating leads. So what is lead generation? It's as simple as engaging and DMing your ideal client, right? So going in Facebook groups, going on Instagram, going on LinkedIn and DMing your ideal client. So we're going to talk about the sales menu. So when you're in a restaurant, you just choose your appetizer, entree, dessert, right? So I gave a couple of options of what you can choose on the menu, right? You want to prioritize what will make you a sale today. And there's a lot of things that you can do. So one of them is just engaging and sending one DM, right? To an ideal client to open up the conversation.
I'm taking a break here to make a small request. If you're enjoying this podcast, I'd appreciate it if you could take a few seconds to rate and review the show. This will help other people find this podcast and enable me to continue sharing valuable content here. Thanks for helping to make more women of color become financial industry leaders. All right, back to the episode.
Another one is personally emailing old leads with an offer. Think about the last quarter. So from October to December, how many sales calls did you get on? Were people messaging you and you ignored them because maybe you were on break, right? Go back and see who was interested in the last 3 months and reach out to them with something specific to them. Like, hey, I remember you were talking about debt. I can help you with my VIP offer. I can help you with my backdoor offer. It's not open to the public, right? How can you get them excited with old leads that have already contacted you? Right. Usually the fortune is really in the follow up, which brings me to my third point on the sales menu. Follow up on old sales calls. All of you have had at least one sales call, right? Follow up on that list. If people have had a sales call with you, you've already done the hardest part of building rapport with them. First, you basically talked to a stranger on the internet. Now you're not strangers anymore. You've talked to them before. Old sales calls are so highly converting because it shows that you remembered them, you're thinking about them, and you're bringing them back into your circle. And then look through
replies on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook, right? So each of you should have a platform that you're prioritizing right now, depending on your niche. So really focus on who have you left on read? Who have you not replied to? Who have you replied to, but they left you unseen and you need to follow up with them, right? You really want to prioritize sales activities so that you can make a sale today, not tomorrow, not like 3 weeks from now, but focusing on what you can do today to get this done. And that's why I call it a sales menu. You want to just pick one. Pick one to two things you can do for 10 minutes. So today you could send a new DM. Tomorrow you can follow up on old sales calls. That's the beauty of the sales menu. It's not, you're not doing the same thing repetitively and starting to get bogged down in the details. There's always something new that you could be working on. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And as always, feel free to DM me on Instagram and subscribe to my email list for daily strategies delivered straight to your inbox. I'm so excited to see you book out and hit those 5-figure months, 6-figure years, and build that 7-figure empire.